I'll just be sharing with us the topic, the breath of prayer. Thank God we just spoke in about night prayer. It's something that God has invited us to do. From the bottom of my heart, I know God is calling us unto prayer. God wants you to be his friend. He wants people that are committed. He just wants to have a fellowship with you. It's not working? Praise the Lord. This is my first time of doing it, so I need to learn. You may be in the valley of life. You remember Pastor Brad told us in his teaching for the first 3 weeks, the valley of life. It could be a place of weeping. It's a place of loss. It could also be a place where you are at the bottom of your life. So, you may be in the valley. At the same time, you may be on top of the mountain where everything is working out for you. Your marriage is doing well. You are doing well at work. Everything is just rosy. Good. But if you look at that mountain, you see that it's very steep. If you're not very careful, you can go from the mountain back to the valley. He also made mention of loneliness in the wilderness. Wilderness is a place of depression. A place where you say, oh, nobody loves me. In fact, I don't even know whether God cares for me any longer. And it's a place where people decide either to kill themselves, commit suicide. It's a place where you take decisions, many a times irrational decisions, loneliness in the wilderness. But I remember I used to have a senior pastor then. He said this, for everything that is good, you need prayer to sustain it. You need prayer to sustain your family, your place of work. And for everything that is bad, either you are in the valley or you are even in the wilderness, there's a need of prayer. And that's why we're sharing together today the breath of prayer. What is prayer? I call it, it's a divine fellowship and it's a communion with God. The Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that is in heaven and the earth is his footstool, the one that hears and answers prayer, the unchanging changer, he wants to commune with you. In a place of prayer. I say here, prayer is a live fellowship with God. It's like a breath for living. As I breathe, the doctor will say, yes, I am living. But if I stop breathing, I am dead. If you stop praying, even though you are living as human being, but you are dead to the things around you, you cannot make changes. And so, the breath of prayer is very, very important. And quickly, what is the breath of prayer? We'll just quickly run through it. It's relational. fellowship in the garden. As I've said, God desires a relationship with us. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, and in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." The manner of God is to come down to fellowship with Adam and Eve. Walk with them and have conversations with them. The relationship was so intimate that they recognized his voice. When you relate with God, you will know when he's speaking to you. And can only be him who probably had a great time of fellowship with them. It was so until the time of disobedience. But thank God for Jesus. You have an access to the Lord. Also, have a place of prayer. Is a place of revelation. I say it is revelational because Jesus Christ said in John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20, he said, "Then Jesus answered and said to them, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatsoever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and he shows him all things that he himself does.'" In the presence of the Father, of revelation, he will reveal to you decisions to take. If you are at the crossroad, he will tell you, "My son, my daughter, this is the way, follow the arrow." And also, the place of prayer is recreational. Recreational in the sense that you can change things with the authority that is bestowed on the authority of the Word of God. And it's to every believer, because the Bible says, Matthew 10 verse 1, "When he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases." The power to change situations is given to us at the place of prayer. We cannot pray from the position of authority, being seated with God in high places. We speak to the mountains in our lives. It becomes plain. The valleys will be exalted. The wilderness will yield fruits. And the desert will bring forth rivers of water. Why? Because you have the authority of the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. You have that authority. Remember, non-living things hears. You can speak to the stone hears. You speak to the water hears. You can recreate your marriage the way you want it to be. You can speak to your children the way you want their lives to be. It is recreational. Also, the word of God is refreshing. Psalm 5 verse 3 says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning. I will direct it to you. I will look up." And verse 11 says, "But let those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend me." You are refreshed in the presence of the Lord when you pray. There is a shout of joy. There is rejoicing that you are in the presence of your Father. The other one is restoring. Are there things that need to be restored in your life? God says in Job chapter 2 verse 23, He said, blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain faithfully, and He will cause the rain to come down to you, the former rain. And the latter rain in the first month, the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. Verse 25. He says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts, my great army which I send among you. You shall eat in plenty. I pray you shall eat in plenty in the name of Jesus. And you shall be satisfied. When you are restored, there is satisfaction. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who are dead wondrous with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Praise the Lord. Our God is a great God. And He has given us, He has shown us the example. And Jesus Christ is the model of prayer. You need a solitary place to pray. Matthew chapter 1 verse 35. He said, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place. And there He prayed. A quiet place. No crowd. No disturbance. Jesus prayed. You also can set a place for yourself. You may not need to go to the mountain. Even around the corner in your house. And say, this place will be where I will meet with the Lord. He had a sincere conversation with God. The Son of God, having a sincere conversation, it's not easy to die. He was human. And He cried. And He told the disciples this in Matthew 26, verse 36 to 38. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And He took with Him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and He began to be sorrowful. Be sincere in the presence of God. Pour thou out your heart unto Him. Lord, this is the way I am feeling. Why is this thing happening to me? It's a loving God. He will listen to you. Many a times with disguise. They ask you, sister, how is everything? Oh, everything is okay. Even in the presence of God, you hide. You cannot hide. Psalm 139 says, where will I go? I can't hide. You need scriptures to pray. Use the word of God. Pay it back to Him. Jesus Christ did the same thing in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. We need the word of God to pray. God, you've spoken in your word that it shall be well with me. Why is it not well with me? I said, speak to the righteous, it shall be well with you. You said, I shall be the head and not the tail. This is the word of the Lord. Shall lend unto nations and not borrow. This is the word of the Lord. He said, I shall live in plenty. The word of God. Speak it back to Him. And He will answer. Jesus Christ as a model. God, Jesus Christ, in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25, it said, therefore is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. I'm glad that Jesus is interceding on my behalf. He's interceding on your behalf. And he wants us to do likewise. We can intercede concerning our husband, our wives, our children, concerning the nation, concerning Calgary, start looking for a job. We need to intercede that the Lord will open the way for us. But one thing you also need to know, Jesus' model is a model of surrender. Surrender the will to God. Praise the Lord. But you need to understand the way God responds. Number one, he could say no. Not because God hates you. He loves you. In the book of James, he said many a times we ask amiss. We don't even know what to ask. He said no to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, if this cup can pass over me, I said no. For you, you shall be a sacrifice for millions, billions of people to come to me. And if you read Hebrews 12, there was a joy set before Jesus because of that. Remember also, Paul prayed. I've been looking at the scriptures. Paul doesn't pray more than once. But this time around, he prayed 3 times. But God says, no. This infirmity will remain. My strength is enough for you. So when God says no when you pray, it doesn't mean that he hates you. He loves you. God says yes. This is what we want. Right? Say yes. We see in scriptures when Christ prayed and said immediately. At the same hour, the centurion, the servant was made whole as Christ. So God can say yes to us. And I believe and I'm praying that as we run up the service and we pray, God will say yes to us in Jesus' name. At the same time, God can say wait. Many of us have been waiting. The issue is, for how long am I going to wait? You may ask Pastor Chris, I've been praying and praying. How long am I going to wait? Pastor Chris does not have the answer. Your time of waiting could be 1 month. Yours could be 25 years like Abraham. It does not really matter. What matters is this, your relationship with God. Either he says yes, or he says no, or he says, my daughter, my son, wait. You need to continue in prayer and you relate with the Lord God Almighty. In closing, I just want the worship team to just come as I share this last part. The threefold blessings of God. I love those very much. There are many blessings in scriptures, but this one I held on to since I gave my life to Christ. 3 John verse 2. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respect you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul does. The first one, your soul, is the foundation on which your prosperity, either in wealth or of your body, lies. You remember, it was in the place of prayer. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 that Peter and 20 disciples went to the upper room to pray. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came down. We call it the day of Pentecost. Peter, that was shy, began to speak. The people were prickled in their heart. What shall we do? He said, repent. That day alone, 3,000 souls were saved. Secondfold blessing is your provision. The provision and your prosperity. The people were gathered together. They were following Jesus. And Jesus Christ told the disciples, give them to eat. But we don't have anything. But the Bible says, the loaves and the fish that they have. Jesus Christ prayed. And when he prayed, when he prayed, 5,000 people were fed. I believe God wants to provide for you. He wants to provide for your family. And lastly, your health, your healing. God wants to heal us. Cancer is rampant here. Each time you have someone is diagnosed of cancer. No matter the name that is being called, as we pray together today, the healing of the Lord will come. I remember God healed me on the 24th of July, 1988. I gave my life to Christ. On the 14th of August, 2 weeks after, I didn't even know that was the birthday of somebody I would be marrying. But then I was not married. 14th of August happened to be the birthday of my wife. And 14th of August was when I was ill, in a gospel night. This is not a gospel night, but it's a gospel morning. And I pray, as we rise up, we're going to pray. The worship team is going to sing the song, "It Touched Me." The Lord is going to touch your finances. The Lord is going to touch your family. The Lord is going to touch your health. And I want us to just rise up. We will sing the song. You can just lift unto heavens and say, Lord, touch me. I don't know the area that you want God to touch you.
He touched me.
The Lord wants to touch you. He wants to touch your finances. He wants to touch your body. Oh, my Shekinah, he touched me. I feel he's my soul. Something happened.
happened. It touched me and made
our Father and our God, we say, you are good. You are a gracious God. You're the one that touches life. You said we should come unto you, and we have come. Father, Lord, we ask, O Lord, for your healing to flow in the name of Jesus. We're asking, O Lord God Almighty, for your provision. We're asking for your grace, the power, O God, the grace to pray. We pray that you pour upon us in the name of Jesus. You are looking for friends. They will be friends of God indeed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father, for great and mighty things you're going to do, that which you are doing even right now. Glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.